Parshas Vayishlach. I'd like to continue with a similar theme that I had last, that we discussed last week, and that is one has to see the smaller details, the finer details, the more delicate messages in the parasha, rather than getting the very, very big ideas and stories. And there's a finely encoded message of Nusa and Ashkofa and Mahalach HaChaim all the way through this parasha, so the way the Ovis HaKadoshim and Emois conducted themselves, that we have to identify with learning the parasha through carefully. Now I'd like to start with a pasuk over here. The pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Vayokam Lailahu, Yaakovinu got up that night, Vayikach Eshtei Noshav, took his two wives, Ve'eshtei Shivchaisov, and his two Shivchais, two maidservants, Ve'es Achad Osi Yolodov, and his 11 children, Vayavir Eis Ma'avar Yaboik, and he crossed over Ma'avar Yaboik. Says Rashi, what is Peshat over here? His 11 children. We all know that Yaakovinu had 12 children. Obviously, we're talking about that Binyamin was not yet born. So, still, Yaakovinu had, 12 children with Dino. So Rashi says, "There's achad osi lodov v'dina heichan hoiso." Where was Dino? Says Rashi, "Nosno b'tevo." He hid her in a suitcase, hid in a box. V'nol b'fneho, and he locked it. Shlo yitin bo Esav einov, that Esav should not clap his eyes on Dino. Ulekach ne'nash Yaakov, and that's why Yaakov was punished later on. Shemono me'ochiv, that he held back the shidduch of Dino and Esav from his brother. Shemo tachzirenu lemutav, perhaps it will bring Esav back to do tshuva again. But noflo b'yad Shechem, and that's why she fell in the hands of Shechem. Now, boys, let's get this clear. Dina here over here is about 6 or 7 years old. Okay? Esav is this thug that has been brought up in the house of Yitzchok and Rivka, has had a grandfather, Avram, they had come into contact with years before. He had a brother like Yaakov. He had every opportunity to become great. Every opportunity. And nothing worked. I mean, he turned into an Esav with everything he represented. Now, Yaakov's got a daughter, Dina. And Yaakov Avinu gets punished for putting Dina in a box by preventing Esav desiring Dina, and perhaps the shidduch would work. Maybe. If Esav would have seen Dina, and Dina would have married Esav, perhaps his 6 or 7 year old child would have changed Esav around, flipped him around, and made him a better person. Therefore, says the pasuk, because Yaakov Avinu did not allow this to work, to go through, he put in a box, and therefore, as far as Esav was concerned, it never existed. So the apostle Yaakovina suffered later on, and Dina got snatched by Shechem. Terrible, terrible thing. She got enticed by Shechem, we see later on, and terrible thing happened. Why? Because Yaakovina did not allow her to go out and date Esav. Now, as a father, and even as a regular individual, you want to protect your family. You want to protect your family in the best of times. Certainly don't want to marry your daughter off, who's been brought up in the house of Ovis HaKadoshim and Emois HaKadoshim, to Esav. I mean, how does shidduch work? You know, you find opposites attract to a certain extent. Yeah, but to put together Mother Teresa with Goering, it wouldn't go. Right? To put together Esav with Dina HaKadosha, one of the mamish, the child, one of the shifteikah, the sholim shebashleimim. Unbelievable. And to put together with Esav, and she's going to have the courage to flip him around. And Yaakovina not going through with that, gets punished for that, and Nebuch Rachmana Litzlan, Dina later on, gets snatched by Shechem and he suffers. How can one expect from Yaakovina to allow his daughter to marry such a person? Says Abale Musa, you know what? The shidduch would never have worked. And Yaakovina had no obligation whatsoever to marry his daughter Dina off to Esav. So what's the taina? The taina was, I'm not sure the Chofetz Chaim says this, or the Balei Musa say, the Yaakov Avinu put her in a box, and he locked it. Smugly knocked into, Esau not going to get his grubby paws on my Dino. He didn't close it with a krecht. He didn't do it with a krecht. He didn't moan, oi, halavai my daughter can marry Esau. Halavai I can change my brother around. Halavai I can be the one who could be influencing him through my children to become better. Yaakov Avinu, in his certain level, he not only closed the box, he locked it as well. And he felt secure. In a certain element, he felt smug that Esav is not going to get any connection with his family. Rather than feeling the krechs, rather than feeling the despair, rather than feeling the sorrow that he can't bring his brother back, he felt more about protecting himself rather than helping somebody else. And of course he's not there to help somebody else. Of course he's not there to allow his daughter, Rahman al-Islam, to go into the household of Esav. But it should have hurt him that he couldn't do it. And for that, Yaakov Avinu later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful, exacting to a tzaddik, that later on, she, Nebuch, Rahman al-Islam, went through the ordeal that she went through with Shechem, with the whole story later on in the parasha. And that's how fine HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects, that's what a small detail HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects, that even if the action is correct, if the motive is slightly off, a tzaddik suffers. And on the other hand, we see the other way as well. We see later on, the parasha says that when Yaakov Avinu finally met Esav, he says, the possible Digasha Shvochos, Heinu Vladeim, Shvochveno, the Shvochos and their children went first, Vatigash Gam Leah Vilodeho, and then Leah and her children went forward, Vatishtachvo and they bowed, Vachar, this is in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Vachar Nigash Yosef Verochel Veishtachvo, and then Yosef and Rochel went in front and they bowed too. Says Rashi that it doesn't seem in sequence with the rest of the Pasuk. The Pasuk first talks about the mothers, and then talks about the children. Shvachos v'yaldeim, Leo v'yaldeho. Why did, as it say over here, Yosef, the child, and then Rachel? Says Rashi, B'kulam imois negoshim ifnei abonim. Everywhere else in the other imois and with Leo, the mothers went before the children. Avol b'Rachel, Yosef negosh ifnei. Yosef went first. Omar, he said, Imi yifas toya, the mothers are yifas toya. Maybe my mother will go through a discomfort that Esau will gaze at her and give my mother discomfort. I will stand in front of her and prevent him from looking at her. And therefore, as Yosef went in front of his mother, that Esau could not see Rachel. Mikan, says Rashi, Zocha Yosef Birchas Alei Ayin. For generations and generations later, Yosef's family did not get affected by Ayin Hara. Because Yosef did not allow, a small act did not allow Esav to put an eye and a bad eye on his mother, a child of 7, how old could he have been already? And stood in front of his mother, for that schus, for generations, that schus stayed on. That this little act, this little kavana to look after his mother, prevented for generations an eye and horror from making his family suffer through an eye and horror. Sorry?
He protected her from
an eye? He protected her from Esav's eye, from an eye in Ra, bad eye as it were, and therefore the schar was that for generations later his family never suffered from an eye in horror. The parasha carries on, and the parasha talks about, after many different terrible difficulties Yaakov Avinu had with Esav, diplomacy, and then a malach, open warfare, then he goes, the parasha discusses in Perek Lamed Gimel, talks about Shechem. Okay, in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Aleph, Teitze Dina Bas Leah, and Dina, the daughter of Leah, went out. Asher Yolda LeYaakov, that was born to Yaakov, Lirois Bivnoisa Oretz. Now, I just want to give a small introduction. Anything that we talk about in Mois, obviously in Mois, one has to be very careful to find any in the slightest nekuda wrong with the obvious and in Mois is understanding it at their level, not at our level. When a pasuk talks about Leah in a particular way, or Leakov in a particular way, which is disparaging, or in any way does not look at them in full chashivas, it's what the parasha is telling us, chas v'sholom, for us, we couldn't come to these conclusions ourselves. And in fact, in many of these mefarshim, when they do explain in one particular way, the mefarshim themselves are very, very upset to learn it at kipshutai. For example, even with this in the Chassam Sefer, look in the Chassam Sefer in this particular vault, you'll see how the Chassam Sefer is very, very careful to change around Peshat in Posh Peshat in what we're going to be saying. The Bosh Leah, Tate say Dina Bas Leah. And Dina, the daughter of Leah, went out. Lirois with Noisa Oris to see the daughters of the land. She went out. Says Rashi, why is Bas Leah? What do you mean, Dina, the daughter of Leah? No, Dina was. Says Rashi, Bas Leah, v'loi Bas Yaakov. Was she the daughter of Leah, not daughter of Yaakov? Says Rashi, Elo Hashem Yitzioso Nikras Bas Leah. The reason why she went out, that provoked her to leave and call and consider her to go out, was because she was the daughter of Leah. Sha'af hi Yitzionis Hoiso. Leah was also a Yitzionis. She was also somebody who went out. Shnema v'teitzei Leah likrosi. Leah went out towards Yaakov Avinu. What's this pasuk referring to? This pasuk is referring to the time when the dudoim were switched from Reuven got the dudoim, and Leah received these dudoim, and Rachel asked for the dudoim, and therefore it was a night that Yaakov was supposed to be together with Rachel, and with the dudoim they traded it that Yaakov should be with Leah that night, and Leah went out towards Yaakov. V'teitzei Leah. Leah went out. Says Rashi, Kapshutoi, again, the Chassid Sofer changes the Pshat, but says Rashi, Kapshutoi, because, I mean, it's brought down from the Gemara, because Leah went out as a Yitzionis, she was a woman who goes out, yeah? Dinah had this middah of also going out, and that's where the trouble began. Now, by sight, how can you compare one to the other? Leah went out towards whom? Towards her husband, towards Yaakov. With what intention? To build another one of the Shiftei Kol. What was the result? She had Yisachar, one of her sons. Who's Yisachar? The Talmud Chacham. Yisachar Chamoy Goyim. Here's the Talmud Chacham. In other words, the intention was great, the result was fantastic, and who did she go out to? Her own husband. How can you compare that to a case of let Dina going out to hang out with the girls of the time, doesn't say the boys, she hung out with the girls of the town, which was no intention for the Tzorich Mitzvah, the result was terrible, but how can you compare that to what happened to Leah? What's the comparison? Gzeirah Shavah? What's the connection here? Says Chazal, again, we have to be very careful how we say this, says Chazal, of course what Leah did was correct. Lemaisa, she had very good results, but there was a smallest nth nekuda lacking of tznius, whatever that means, okay, and that went through to Dina, and anything that any nekuda of lack within a parent is only magnified in the children. The Bala Musa say if a parent takes a shopping trolley back home and doesn't return it, the children would rob a bank. That's the way it goes. You start with the gezel, the children just magnify story later. That is a koyach of a parent. A small act, the smallest act of Yitzchak, she should have waited, maybe gone over to Yaakov, waited a little bit longer. I don't know exactly how it would have brought Yaakov into her tent. Fine. But the Yitzchak, that little nekuda made Dina Yitzchak. A little nekuda of a parent is magnified and brings out that extra nekuda a little bit further than the children. My Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kaufman, used to say that if you send a rocket to the moon, if it's facing 1 centimeter in the wrong direction, the time it gets to the moon, it'll be hundreds of miles off. You got it. When you're a parent, you've got to be exact. And the koyach a parent has to influence the children within the spiritual genes or through teaching an example is tremendous. My Rebbe Reb Chaim Kaufman said, beautiful story. He said there was a nuclear doctor, a nuclear specialist, who used to lecture all the way around the world, and he was a Talmud Chochem, a tremendous Talmud Chochem, a medaktik in mitzvahs, and he was the authority in nuclear medicine. The authority. He went around the world lecturing, he was a prize winner, he was a professor, and it was incredible to see a person who is so highly involved in secular studies to be as well, simultaneously, so connected to Yiddishkeit. There was once that Reb Chaim Kreisvitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that I've based in, the Rav of Antwerp, once met this man when he was on lecture series in Amsterdam. It's not far from Amsterdam to Antwerp. So he came over for his Daf Yomi Shir to buy some Mahadrim products to Dublin and the Minyan. So Reb Chaim Kreisvitz met him, and he said to him, "Tell me, what is the secret? How is it? There's such a stira to be so deep in the secular world with all the secular Mishagasan and Apokorsus. And on the other hand, to be a tremendous Dovuk in Mitzvahs and Torah and Avodah. How do you do such a thing? He said, I'll tell you. In 1929, my parents lived in New York, and there was the Depression hit, and we were thrown out our home in the early morning. It was the middle of the winter, and the family, the landlord came in. He couldn't pay our rent. The landlord came in and took our bags, threw it out the window, and locked the door. And we didn't have a home. Literally did not have a roof over our heads. It was myself and, a few other brothers and sisters and my parents, and we did not have a roof over our head. And my father, I went with my father, and we trekked around town trying to find a cheaper apartment. And you can imagine, all the cheap apartments were grabbed. People were living in cellars, people were living in attics, people were living on fire escapes. Poshut, they couldn't find a place to live. And it was really getting dark, and it was freezing cold. And my father said, stop, we've got to go and daven mincha. So I said, Daddy, we haven't got a roof overhead, you're going to daven mincha. He said, this is the ikkah. This is the main purpose of our life. The main purpose of our life is tefillah and veikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we're really all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sort us out. And he did sort us out. After mincha Baruch Hashem, and that's happened, we found it. And from that time on, as a small boy, I remembered that my father, in the time of the Depression, he didn't have a roof over his head, he didn't miss a mincha. With me, Baruch Hashem, I have the wealth, I have the success, I have the power. I should miss a mincha. And that's the koyach of a parent. L'toiv u'lamutuv. And the idea is, the small nekudas are never really small. Because if one sees a nekuda as small, one does not see the bigger picture. Small things lead on to bigger things. The parasha says that Vayar Shechem ben Chamor, Vayar Oysa Shechem ben Chamor, Shechem ben Chamor saw her and see her, Yikach Oysa Yishkav Oysa V'yaneho. Okay? And he grabbed her and he took her. But Tidbak Nafshei B'dina Bas Yaakov. Okay, but Tidbak Nafshei was the Kechara, the Tumah, connected with Dina. Tumah always connects with Kedusha. Okay, that's already a different discussion. V'yehav Esanara, V'yedaber Alev Hanara. And he spoke to her unto her heart. Daber Alev Hanara. He sweet-talked her. To such an extent, the Apostle says later on, V'yotzi Uhu, later on, when Shimon and Levi came to take her back, the Pasuk says, one second. Vayikru estina vabeishchem vayetzu vayetzeu, and they took her out. Pasuk Chavov. So Omar Avudin, the Gemara says, Goyrin, and it was Medrash Rabbah, Goyrin bo v'yotzin. They schlepped her out. Shloi hoisa rotze lotzeis misham. She had no intention, she did not want to leave. She wanted to stay with Shechem. Another Medrash says, until Shimon promised to marry her. Again, bigger discussion. Right? Until Shimon promised to marry her, she did not want to leave. This Shechem managed to convince Leah Bas Yaakov to stay with him. Dina Bas Yaakov to stay with him, and the Shvatim came to rescue. She didn't want to leave. I'm quite happy over here. How is that Shaykh? How is that possible?
Amsterdam syndrome. They want to stay with the captives.
Okay. Says a parasha, it wasn't Amsterdam syndrome. This was the captives where you rely emotionally on the captives and you make them the good guy. The Pasuk says, the reason why, Vedabe Alev Hanara. He spoke to her, Alev Hanara means, he managed to convince her, managed to sweet talk her. This is a koyach of Ra. Yeruchim talks about this. Yeruchim says that the koyach of Ra is so strong that you can have something that you're completely not interested in, but sweet talking, convincing, is able to take a person from a matzav of absolutely not wanting it to completely needing it. That's the koyach of pitui. Now, I was in London, I looked out, I was driving through the West End. I was going on a bus through the West End, and I was passing Regent Street, and there they have the Apple Store. There's an Apple Store on Regent Street. There's manic. It's a regular day, it's no sales. The shop is it's a huge shop, and it's about maybe 20 different models around, you know, of different of the iPad and the whatever it is, a different thing. Apple. And there's people clustered around it in such manic mode that it's just like they're dazed. It's all got to do with incredible amount of marketing. Something people don't need. A person goes in, a good second-hand car salesman. You want to buy a certain car, you end up with a completely different car, three times the price, and you feel good about it. And then you get home 2 days later, what did I do? I'm crazy, I paid this amount for this car. I wanted a seven-seat and ended up with a two-door coupe. What happened here? He managed to sweet-talk you. That is a koyach of Dabra Alev. That's the koyach of being able to speak to somebody and convince them. The toiv or the mutiv. It could be for the good and it could be for the bad. A person's able to convince somebody to become a Yerushalayim, fantastic. A person can convince somebody to become a wife of a Shechem, it's also possible. That is a koyach of small. Something is small, a little bit more, a little talk, a little extra sentence, a little bit of here, a little bit of there, can take a dinar to not want to actually leave Shechem. That's a koyach of something small. And to such an extent, a person wants something so much, he doesn't even see the wood for the trees. He can completely be blinded by it. I'm just turning this off. There's a story with a chaznish that somebody came in to ask the chaznish advice about shidduch. And the chaznish suggested that by no means you should go for the shidduch. It's a terrible idea. Don't go for it. Anyway, so he speaks to the person nodded, I fully understand, shkoyach, thank you very much. He goes out the door, and these people speak to the family of the chaznish, with tamidim, his family. So the chaznish goes out a few minutes later and said, "No, what did they tell you?" "What do you mean, what did they tell me? They told me they think it's a fantastic shidduch, and mazel tov, and you encourage it." He says, "People hear what they want to hear. People hear what they want to hear." If a person is blinded by something, they posh don't see where they're going. They don't see the consequence. They don't see something. You get people who know something is bad, but they're not in that position, and when they get into that position, they don't see it's bad anymore. The shoychad, the enticement, the blinding, the eye. The Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu fought with Esav, Esav's malach, right? And Esav's malach, you know what it's called? Sma'el. That's it. Esav is the Yetzer Hara, is Malach HaMoves, it's a Satan. Sma'el. What's Sma'el? Physically Yoko. Comes from the word?
Poison.
Sumo. Sumo means blind. What Esav's Malach is able to do is not allow you to see things properly. To start you on a path and not see how one thing leads on to the other until you're so blinded by that passion, you're so blinded by the Yetzer Hara, you don't even realize where you are until you've gone into the chet, and suddenly you realize you've done the chet, and you walk back. How did I get here in the first place? That's the koyach of the sotan, somewhere else. It's all about blinding you, not seeing where you are. So that's interesting, that Yaakov Avinu wrestled with the malach, and it's called sumu wrestling, yeah? That's an interesting side point. But it's that's a koyach of the malach. I've got nothing against, I'm very little involved in American politics, but there's somebody called Newt Gingrich, right? He's a guy who is, he's going to be a big guy one day. He's pushing ahead very much with the political agenda in America, presidential for next 2012, presidential candidate. He spoke out years back in against the Speaker of the House at the time, and his name was Bill Wright. W-R-I-G-H-T, Bill Wright, and he pulled him down, he got rid of him over a book deal, a scam that didn't look great. It wasn't ethical. A few years later, the same guy, Newt, right, he himself got involved in a scam, a book scam of $4.5 million. Now, if you want to get involved in a scam, get involved in something else, not a book deal which you yourself kicked the other guy out. Punk that thing, and at the same level, but now he's a speaker, and before the guy either wasn't a speaker, now he's a speaker, he can do whatever he wants. That's blindness. That's Samuel. He himself was speaking against a terrible, terrible, disgusting thing that happened with Bill Clinton, and he himself was involved in an affair at the same time. And he was involved, he's the one pushing the impeachment, and How can a person doesn't see it. A person is blinded. A person doesn't see the bigger picture. A person just sees the little steps and doesn't see how one thing leads them to the other. And what the Gedolim's koyach is, a Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik's koyach is to completely disassociate even with the beginning of the chet. I've got nothing to do with this right from the beginning, because one thing leads them to the other. A small step and another small step ends up, Rachmana Litzlan, to Dina wanting to stay with Shechem. That's a koyach of enticement, that's a koyach of pitui. To an extent, a person can be involved in pitui. A person can be so blinded, the Pasuk says, a strange Pasuk. The Pasuk says that that Shechem, this is chutzpah, Shechem says to Yaakov, after he's chapter, in Pasuk Yudalef, V'yomer Shechem el Avio vel Achel, Shechem said to her father and to her brothers, Em sochein beineichem, I want to find favor in your eyes. V'ashe toimru elai eten, and what you like me to do, tell me. One second, Shechem, you've raped my daughter. You have her in custody in your home, right? I want to find chein. I want to be beloved in your eyes. You know, I'm nothing wrong. I can look you straight in the eye. And how do we get on? How do we get over this little blip of our relationship over here? How do we deal with this? A blip? What are you talking about? How a terrible thing! How can he possibly do such a thing? And he's looking, trying to find emsa chein, trying to get the relationship completely back on track, as if nothing happened with Yaakov. How is such a thing possible? So my Rebbe Reb Chaim Kaufman used to say that this is a koyach of a person who is so involved in chet. Chet can completely immerse him in the chet that he doesn't even realize he's doing something bad. He said it once, Reb Shlomo Shvadron says over a story that he was once walking through Shari Chesed and he saw a whole group of people standing around a sewers. A sewage hole, standing around the sewers. So he came to see what was going on. He walked over to them and he saw that there was a sewage tank with the sewage holding in, and the sewage pouring through it, and there is an Arab street plumber sitting inside the sewage with his legs up eating a sandwich as if he's sitting in the Ritz, in a banqueting suite in the Ritz on the Carlton, completely oblivious of the stench, of the flies, of the filth. He's sitting there and it's gushing down around him, and he's sitting there eating his sandwich, his legs up there, completely no worries in the world. How does one get into that? That is a koyach of a person who is so involved in sin, so involved in chet, that he could look Yaakov in the eye and say, listen, how do we get on? This is nothing. That's a person doesn't realize the sewage is bubbling around him, and he doesn't realize. As Chovas Avodah says, there's once a Chochem and his Talmud walking in the street, and the Chochem and the Talmud see this nevela that's rotting, this carcass of a dead animal that's rotting, and this Talmud blocks his nose from the stench, and the Chochem hardly notices it. They walk past the Bal Gaiva, and the Chochem blocks his nose from the terrible smell. So the Talmud says to him, Rebbe, does it smell worse than the carcass? Of course, how can you compare? Carcass hardly smell. This guy, what a smell! We're totally unaware of the smell. And a shomer, if it's pure, would smell this. You go to tzaddikim, and they can smell the tumah, and they can smell the kedusha. You know, I had David Avachatzera. I don't know very much about him, but there's one story that completely changed my whole perspective of him. Rav Meir Shuster. He should be well. Rav Meir Shuster. He is a person who's involved in Kira for many, many years. He was brought to Rav David Avachatzera by Rav Abramov. And when he came into the room, they'd never met before, Rav Abramov propelled himself from his chair. He jumped up. He said, who is this? Who is this man?
Rav Abramov.
Rav Abramov, yeah. Rav Abramov bought in. Rav Meir Shuster, he's very close, Abramov, very close to Rav David Avachatzera. He suddenly is like a malach just walked through the door, and he realized he's a malach. Like he got such a shock. Who's this man? Ramesh Shuster does not look anymore. Doesn't look like a rov with a long white beard, and he was walking with a shtetl with strokers. He doesn't. He's poshut either, and he smelt the kedusha. We have to know that is what we what we have to know is that good and bad begins with small steps. If a person does good, there's no end to the level he can reach. A person does bad, a little klech of a little bit more, can make a person involved in chet and not even see the chet and become a chelik of it that a person doesn't even realize is sitting amongst mamash asuras. I want to finish off with a beautiful story. Again, noticing the small elements of the small ideas over here. Later on the parasha, very tragically, Rochel Imenu dies. Okay, Rochel Imenu dies, and Yaakovinu. Pasuk says over here. Yeah, in Perek Lamed Hey, Vayibik Shesu Lidatov Atoymulam Amiyaz Hatira Ki Gamzeh Lebetlochob Loch Ben Vayibit Seis Nafsho Shid Kimeso Vatikroshmoy Ben Oini Vavikorlo Ben Yomim. Nebuch, she died during childbirth. I don't know how old she was, but she wasn't very old at all. She's in her 30s, I think, as far as I remember. Rachel was in her 30s. But Thomas Rachel was covered by Derech Ephrosah he Beis Lachim. And Rachel was buried along the way in a roadside grave on the way to Beis Lechem. But Yatze Yaakov Matzeva Kavurasa Yaakov put a Matzeva over Kavura. He Matzeva's Kavuras Rachel ad Hayoi. That is a Matzeva of Rachel ad Hayoim until today. A few kashas. First of all, on Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, how can you allow Rachel, you fought for all those years, Rachel, that you knew from the first time you saw her that was your neshama, nafsha kshur b'nafsha, so connected to her, why did he not take her up to Chevron? Why did he not give her a proper place next to the other Avos and Emois? Why did he leave on a roadside grave? How can you do such a thing, Yaakov Avinu? Number two, what's Peshat, what it says over here, he matzevas kvuras Rachel ad hayoim until today. What's the pasuk teaching me? This is the same kavuras Rachel ad hayoim until today. What's that important to tell us? That, by the way, when you talk about Kever Rachel, it's the same Kever Rachel. Okay. Maybe it's a very interesting historical fact that we still know where Kever Rachel is. But, fine, but what? But there's other places in Torah says ad hayoim, we don't know where it is till today. So why is it over here, but yet, but Sevis Kever Rachel ad hayoim, what's the idea behind this? So Chazal say that the reason why Yaakov buried it over there was because when Klal Yisrael were on the way to Golus, they're going to be passing through the place where Rachel was buried. And they're going to go to Rachel, and Rachel's going to go to Rabbeinu Shloilom, and she's going to see the Tzar of Abonim, and Rachel Mavakal Benel, Rachel's going to cry. And the Kodesh Baruch will say, Meni Kolech Mi Bechi, Veinayich Min Dimoch, Ki Yesachol Ha'Pu'ulaseich, there's Schar to your Pu'ula, Kodesh Baruch will promise there'll be Schar for this. Okay, fine. So Yaakovina had an intention that on the way out they should see Rachel's grave and they should go to her and they should cry. But there must be something deeper behind this. So it's all a very, very nice story from Modcha Kamenetsky. He says that this, it's a true story. One of the heroes of the Soviet movement, as regard to, certainly with regard to the secular movement, is certainly Anatoly Sharansky. Anatoly Sharansky, he sat in jail for many, many years. What is it, 11 or 12 years in a jail, and he's what they called Surei Tzion, he's one of the prisoners of Zion, and he was a tremendously powerful person within himself. How he kept going, these jails is a nightmare, incredibly difficult, and he kept going year after year after year after year in a gulag, and it was incredibly difficult, the system of the Kremlin did to him, and they tried to break him, and he survived. And not only that, he grew and he became strong. Well, on one occasion, he says over that he put a plea forward to the courts that he should have his own lawyer, not the lawyer that they give him. Got this, you know, deaf, dumb, and blind lawyer. You know, who's never been to university before, who's you know, doesn't like to come into court, and you have to, you know, and you, corresponds by email, never had email in those days. So that's the kind of lawyer they wanted to give him, right? He wants to get his own lawyer. So he put it through to the judge, and the judge says, okay, I'll have to think about this. But the time being, he got flung in jail. And there's a cell in the jail, in the in a in a courthouse, and he was taken down in chains and thrown into this jail. It was completely, there's nothing there, there's just a bed, a hard metal bed, and it was dark and it was dank, and he had nothing there, and he sits there, and on the walls is covered with graffiti, and his eyes sort of like look around the graffiti. There's curses and there's despair, and there's one area on the wall, there's a little Mogen David scratched into the wall, and it said over there, Chazak ve'ematz, Yosef Mendelovich. Yosef Mendelovich was another one of the very, very great. He became proper Elicha from a Yid. He was also in jail for many, many years, and he got released, and he scratched into the wall. He knew that eventually there'd be another Yid in the same situation. He scratched into the Mogen David, Chazak ve'ematz, and he saw that such Yad Hashem, in the darkest of the dark, on the most difficult time, he could actually see HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not speak to a person today in a Basco. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to a person through events. And he got such strength and Amunah through that, that he said, that propelled him to levels of Amunah B'tochen, that managed to help him live through most terribly dark times. Yaakov Avinu, this week's parasha. What hasn't Yaakov Avinu been through? He just left Lavan. And with Lavan, the difficulty with Lavan was incredible. And he goes through, and now he has diplomacy with Esav. And then he goes through with a war with a Malach. And then his daughter gets taken. And then his wife, his beloved wife, dies. How does Yaakov react? Yaakov reacted perfectly in every situation. Whether it's a warrior, whether it's a diplomat, whether it's happy or whether it's sad, it made no difference. Yaakov did exactly what he needed to do. And Yaakov left. And it could be despair. No. I've got to act the way I'm supposed to act with the Munim B'tochen. Yaakov Dafka left this Matseva on the roadside to tell his children that when you leave into Golus, remember what I went through. Remember how I dealt with it. Chazak ve'ematz. Inscribed into a roadside grave. Remember that I managed, you see this, what I went through, and Baruch Hashem, I managed to survive. Chazak ve'ematz, be strong. That's what Yaakov's message was. And what's the Pasuk telling us? That this lesson of Rochel, the Matseva, this in stone, this foundation of stone, he Matseva screws Rochel ad hayoim. Till today, we should take this lesson seriously. We should understand this inspiration. That however dark times are, however difficult things, scratch into the stone of Chazak ve'emotz. HaKadosh Baruch is looking after us. And it doesn't have to be through the big things, through the small elements. Look into our life and see the Yad Hashem from stage to stage that brought us where we are today. And it's all about the details. It's all about the small elements that makes us from a tzaddik or the otherwise, chas v'chalila. Makes us with recognizing it through despair or through hope. And it's all the small ideas. And this is this week's parasha. It's all about understanding that even the very, very big events, it's the small details. It's Yaakov Avinu, his motive when he had not to give Dinah. It's Yosef's motive to protect Rachel. It's a little sweet talk, the step by step that managed to get Dinah from being molested into being a subordinate, to be willing to live with Shechem. It's a koyach of knowing that Avera has such a strength that from stage to stage it has a koyach of taking us from bad into thinking that it's good and thinking it's not even bad b'chlal. Of seeing the of motzachein beinachol, of sitting in a sewage eating our sandwich. And finally, its idea of recognizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, the small acts, should help us and give us koyach and a munim betochen, that if we do what's right, Ezra Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us in every way possible. Mm.